Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if James is superstitious. We got a good luck thing going here. As the Steelers continue to win, and we recap these games every Monday with the Steelers running back, James Conner, indeed, brought to you by Bowser Automotive, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. The final score, Steelers 23, Cardinals 17, now 8-5 on the year. James, did you make the trip to Phoenix? Were you in Arizona for the game, or did you watch from the friendly confines of your living room yesterday?
Yeah, no, I stayed back and watched the one on TV. It's a pretty far trip out to the west, and stayed back and just rehabbed the shoulder.
Hey, James, speaking of watching it then on TV, I think, you know, everyone that's a Steelers fan's watching this game and seeing Deontay Johnson in like 10 yards maybe down the field. Suddenly they think he might have a good punt return. Then suddenly he's gone the distance and are probably going nuts in their living rooms. Were you jumping up and down? Is that an occasion where you see that play happen and you're going crazy like you would if you were on the sidelines for it?
And I was real happy for him. It was a big play, big spark for our team that we needed. So, yeah, I was super excited. You know, yeah. Careful what I say. I wasn't jumping up and down, but I was extremely, extremely happy for him.
What does it mean to you when you see a guy that's a rookie like that? And we know that last week he and Duck had that miscommunication that led to an interception. To see him get right back in there and make so many big plays yesterday to help win that game.
You just see the future, and I kind of say that because, you know, we always want to see guys make big jumps from year one to year two, and he's still in year one. And so, you know, you just kind of start thinking ahead a little bit, and you think, well, this guy's making plays like this now. You know, there's going to be a lot more plays similar like this in the future. So you can just see the excitement of a young player like that.
You're listening to the James Conner Show, presented by Dollar Energy Fund, empowered by Bowser Chevy, locations in Beaver Falls and Monroeville. James, there's an ESPN story out today that says Juju Smith-Schuster is eyeing a return, that he thinks he'll be able to get back on the field against the Bills on Sunday. Can I say the same thing about you? Are you eyeing a return for this weekend's game against Buffalo?
I've been eyeing returns, you know, week in and week out, you know, trying to get back here on the field. It's going to be the same for this week. It's still going to be trying my best to get out there on the field and go through the week of preparation. So really no new updates, but you know, me and Juju both are working hard to get back.
When you say a week of preparation, what do you mean specifically for this game?
I mean, getting ready for the week, preparing for Sunday. You know, practicing and continue to do, you know, the things I've been doing as far as meetings and get my body ready.
What are the benchmarks for this? Is it like for you internally on your own to be able to tell as far as mobility, pain, things like that? You said stability to us a lot. Is that still the same right now as far as the boxes you're looking to check as the week progresses?
Yeah, the same thing I've been saying, you know, for the last couple of weeks, and really nothing has changed. No new updates. I've been getting better. That's about it. But it's still the same things that you know, that I need to be able to play. It's the same thing.
James, heard you at your locker later in the week after we talked to you last Monday, and you just said that you weren't ready yet, and sensed a little bit of maybe frustration or disappointment in your voice when you said that. Do you think, like, from a recovery standpoint, you're right on track as to where you thought you'd be? Did you have a setback? Is there something that made you think you could play and now you can't? Where are you in terms of your own personal timetable for recovery?
Really the same thing I've been saying the last couple weeks, you know, just, you know, want to be out there playing and contributing. So that's really maybe where the frustration in my voice, I should say, maybe I came from. But it's the same thing. You know, I just want to be back out there playing. And so I'm doing everything I can to get back.
What are you seeing from the guys that have been filling in while you've been injured, from Benny Snell, from Kareth White as well? Because that second name is one, you know, no Steelers fan I think was really familiar with, but you're watching yesterday, and both guys had their own moments, but White especially looks like he has a lot of bursts. So what do you see with him as a fellow running back?
That's that thing. I see great vision, great bursts out of Kay White. Good hard-nosed running by Benny. Just all-around playmaking by Trey and Jalen. It's been fun to watch. You know, everybody's playing their roles right now, and everybody's contributing.
I think four running backs got used on that opening possession, James, which ended in points. And that's got to be that's new. I mean, we've seen you be the workhorse back. We've seen Le'Veon before you be the guy. So when you've got running backs coming in and out, how does that work? Is that the running backs coach? Is that the offensive coordinator? Is that Mike Tomlin? How do those changes get made seamlessly like that for one drive where so many running backs play?
Some of everybody, you know, we're an organization where you know, we don't care where help comes from, and everybody puts their hand in the pile, you know, like Coach says, and we'll have drives like that where it takes everybody. It may be new, but we'll keep it. You know, we've been winning the games, and so, you know, everybody's put their hands in the pile. Everybody's contributing, and so it's everybody's decision.
Hey, James, this is one that, again, goes back to you were at home watching the game like Steelers fans were yesterday, and it's something I've always been curious about. Mike Tomlin, obviously, he kind of owned the fake punt. When you watched the team go out and line up for that play, for that punt, were you familiar enough with what you were seeing on TV that you were saying, like, hey, I think this is going to be, in your mind, you're saying to yourself, I think this is a fake punt coming here, or were you as surprised as kind of everybody else when Barry took off with the ball?
You know, I don't work with the punt team much. I know they ran it for a reason. You know, they thought it was going to work. You'll have that. You know, Arizona's a great team, and they were disciplined enough. And so, you know, the fake didn't work, but obviously we ran the fake. We thought it was going to work. So, you know, I didn't feel no way I'm with the team. If that was the decision we made, then that's what we do. And if it works, you know, great. If not, we just got a defense to come out there and play. So,
what is your take on Duck? Another winning performance from the quarterback, James.
I'm just loving it. He's getting it done. Playing with confidence, making great passes, making great decisions overall. When he, you know, decides to use his legs to get first downs. I mean, he's just been managing the game really well, getting better each week. So just awesome.
And he had the longest run by a Steeler yesterday.
He's got wheels, man.
Yeah, he makes decisions, you know, to you know, tuck the ball and run with it and use his legs, you know, as part of the game. And, you know, it's not the first time he's done that. But, you know, he's been awesome with the decision-making and being smart when to slide and just really managing that game.
Hey, James, the AC joint injury, is that mostly a range of motion thing? Because we don't, like, to the common person, they might not know what part of the shoulder or where that is exactly on the body and what it means. Like, when people who might not be familiar with football injuries hear AC joint, what is it? Is it an area where when you try to move your arm, that's where the pain starts, or is it more when you get hit in that area that the pain sets in?
It's a little bit of both. It's a joint, so it holds things together. It's where the, you know, I'm not no doctor by any means, but, you know, I just, that's where, you know, bones meet, and the joint is the one that keeps together. And, you know, my joint, I don't, joint is what I injured, you know, what I tore. So, you know, just not able to play. So it's something that takes time to heal.
James, I know that if you were going up against these guys, you'd have plenty of confidence in yourself and in your own abilities, but how happy are you that you're on the same team as this defense, the way these guys are playing? Because that last series for Arizona looked like a nightmare for the offense all the way around.
Yeah, man, just super proud of our defense in general. You know, all 11 of them. And guys who sub just deserve everything. They been playing such great football and defense for us, and it's just, you know, like I said, I'm happy I'm on their team.
And they're taking the run away. How about the fact that we're 13 games into the season, James, and the defense hasn't given up a 100-yard rusher yet?
Yeah, I know that's something that they take pride in, and we You know, we got the best, you know, front of the game, you know, on both sides of the ball. So, really doesn't surprise me.
You're sitting down and watching the game like the rest of us. You got a little pizza going, maybe some wings, some chips and dip. James, you got to lay off that stuff because you're a highly conditioned athlete, so it's just water and celery. I mean, what's the James Conner Steelers viewing experience like?
You know, I'm just watching the game. I'm tuned into the game. I don't have pizza and wings. You know, I'm just drinking some water.
Water? Okay.
Taking notes? You got a little notepad out, James? You still, like, in the study mode?
Nah, not in study mode. I'm just seeing the guys compete.
Now, here's what I want to know. During a commercial break, I mean, you're hostage like the rest of us until that commercial's over. You flipping over to another game to see what's going on?
Yeah, do you have the NFL
package? You got this thing timed out here where you're
channel.
Coming back a minute later to the Steelers game or what?
Nah, I'm not really flipping back and forth. I'm tuned in to the Steelers game.
Gotcha.
A loyal viewer.
Yeah.
All
right. I was doing the same, Chris. We're not all big shots like you that have
throwing
Sunday
the Sunday ticket,
ticket
out there.
Yep. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.